from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The largest annual music festival in the Northeast is changing venues, for this year at least. In doing so, Rock on the River is returning to its roots at Participark beside the Mattagami River. Timmins Festival and Events Committee Chair John Olufsen says the ground at the Hollinger Park is too badly damaged. The city offered to replace it for now with gravel.
Why spend the extra money on just temporary fixing it when we can come up with a plan where we'll have a nice park, a nice venue, a facility to use in the future?
That means grass, which Olufsen hopes can be accomplished in time for next year. He says all VIP and general admission tickets will be accommodated, and tickets are still available for the July 18th and 19th festival. A 62-year-old Matheson woman is charged in connection with the death in May 2024 of a resident of South Centennial Manor, the long-term care home in Iroquois Falls. Provincial police say the woman is accused of criminal negligence causing bodily harm. It arises from the investigation into a 93-year-old man experiencing medical distress following an incident. That was on May 17th. He died in hospital a week later. Investigators are still looking for information to be shared directly to the OPP or through Crime Stoppers. The owners of the Aquatics and Exotics pet store on 2nd Avenue hope someone has video to help identify three armed men they say invaded their home late last Sunday night, one with a machete, another with a hatchet. Rob Boucher and his wife Haley live upstairs of the store. He says he left the street-level door ajar to take out the trash. That allowed the trio to get in.
I drive cab, and they knew exactly where my cab bag was and what it was. They went and they grabbed that, and then they started packing anything else I had. And then they looked inside, and they were looking for the keys, and they said, "Where's the cab keys? Where's the cab keys?"
Boucher didn't have the keys or the cab. Inside the bag, though, was cash from taxi trips and money from Aquatics and Exotics, which he expected to deposit the next day. He figures it totaled about $5,000. A man named Belanger was mentioned this morning in our local history feature as someone listed in the original town of Timmins assessment rolls in 1912. Local historian Karen Bachman says there were only two women listed as owning property.
And one was Madame Aurel Dubois, who was a widow, and the other one was Mrs. Emma Poitras. And both of them had a number of people living with them. One had nine, one had six, but they were not family members, which leads you to believe that these were boarding houses the miners used to stay at.
Next week, more about some of the early businesses listed in the tax rolls, saloons among them.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.